Okay, so this week is Parshas Vayakel Pikudei. I assume that all of you are not going to shul, correct? Okay, I assume, and you should be aware that hopefully, by next Shabbos, we hope, this thing will be resolved to some degree, or at least the social distancing will be relaxed, where we'll be permitted to go to the Beis HaKnesses once again by next Shabbos, assuming that will be, that's a reality, that's a possibility, and you should be aware that all of the Rabbanim right now are scratching their heads. What are we going to learn next Shabbos? In other words, if we don't, there's a general rule in Shulchan Aruch where if a kehila does not have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, one Shabbos, and then they come all together to shul the next Shabbos, it's clear as day that you lain two parashiyos. Rabbi Sai, one second. Mr. Neiman, you hear me? Yes, go to morningkolol.com. Everyone's in the share. Just go. Okay. Okay, so we have next Shabbos, this is just a halachic, question, which the answer has not yet come down, filtered down from the Gedolei Hador yet, the big Paiskim, is if we're not going to be laying in Kriyas HaTorah this Shabbos, what are we going to do? What are we going to do next Shabbos? Next Shabbos, we'll have three parashiyos. In other words, let's say, for example, a whole kehila does not lay in one parasha. Does not lay in Parashas Bereishis. So the halacha is very clear. Parashas Noach, you lay in two parashiyos, Bereishis and Noach. You're permitted to lay in two parashiyos. If you miss one parasha, you can lay in two parashiyos. But generally, if I'm not mistaken, there's no such thing as laying three parashiyos. If you miss Kriyas HaTorah 2 weeks in a row, you do not lane on the third Shabbos three parashiyos. The most you can lane if you miss a week is one missing parashiyos.
Rabbi Levine, yes. Rabbi Levine, this halacha that you're stating, is this for an individual or for a
tzibur, a kahal, a tzibur. If a tzibur misses, the entire tzibur misses Kriyas HaTorah because they don't have a Sefer Torah, or the Sefer Torah is pasul, like in a bungalow colony. Everyone, they have only one Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah they discover is pasul before they start laning. So the next Shabbos, the halacha is they lane two parashiyos. But what happens when you have to lane three parashiyos, like this year, because probably the vast majority, I would assume everyone, is required to miss Kriyas HaTorah, because all of the Rabbanim tell us, don't you dare go to a minyan on Shabbos. No backyard minyanim, no basement minyanim. Don't play around with us. There's kulam behaskama achas. All of the Rabbanim in Lakewood, they're very tough. In Lakewood, there's an achdus amongst all the Rabbanim, and they've issued a very strong ban. No backyard minyanim. There are no minyanim in the shul, no minyanim on the porch, no minyanim in your basement, nothing. Sit in your basement and just daven the Yechidus and don't challenge the authorities. This is not like what all the Rabbanim am kulam b'haskama achas. So next Shabbos, everyone's going to come to shul and they're going to say, wait a minute, last week we did not lay in Vayakel, we did not lay in Bekudei, we did not lay in Achodesh, and this week is Vayikra. So what are we to do next week? Do we lay three parashiyos? Or do we just lay in Parashas Vayikra? Or maybe we should lay in Pikudei and Parshas Vayikra. If we do lane Pikudei, do we say Chazak Chazak v'nis Chazek when we finish Pikudei? What about Parshas HaChodesh, one of the Dalet Parshios? What Haftorah are we going to lane next week? Okay, so, and there's another question, is that being that we are spanning two Chumashim, Shemos to Vayikra, maybe the rules of being permitted to be mashlim do not apply. So there are many, many questions up in the air, assuming that next week we will once again be permitted to come back to the Beis HaKnesses. And what's going to happen if today, by the end of today, the Rabbanim, they lower their guard, and they say, you know what, you can have a minyan of exactly 10 people, and some people lane and some do not lane. What's going to happen? Who knows? There are so many things that are up in the air. It's going to be fascinating, fascinating to see how all of these halachic dilemmas are going to be resolved by the end of next week. Okay, another interesting inyan is, I've heard this is a very, very, very fascinating, about davening b'tzibur. I heard a rabbi speak in Lakewood, and he told this chevra that we will have to all daven together. And these are two chidushim that came out of the discussion. Number one, if you have a minyan of 10 people, which at this moment in time is currently legal, but let's say theoretically, you would have a shul, or you would have a minyan somewhere in the world where there are exactly 10 people sitting together and they're davening b'tzibur. And then everyone else in the kahila is logged in via Zoom. And they are, or let's say for some, their telephone hookup, and they're listening to the minyan, or they're watching the minyan. Can they answer kedusha? Can they answer amen? Can they say Kaddish? And it appears that many Rabbanim say the answer is yes. If you have a nucleus of 10 people in one location, and everyone else is logging in live to the minyan, they can answer Amen, they can say Yehesh Shmei Rabbah, they can say Kedusha, they can do everything regularly, provided there is no delay. And that is where Zoom, that we're using right now, is ideal. Because Zoom has no delay. If you connect to people through live stream, or through most of the other technologies that are used to have video hookups, most of them do have at least a 15-second delay, if not even a 60-second delay. If you're watching me on the screen on morningkolel.com, I put up there, I hope it's working, I don't see it now, I'm not looking at it now, but on morningkolel.com, on the top of the page, I have a video running right now of this year. I have actually three different technologies working at the same time. We have Zoom, we have Mixler, which is just audio, pure audio, and then there is something which is called DAWcast. DAWcast is a technology very similar to Livestream at a fraction of the price, but the video on the screen is a 60-second delay. So if you are watching me through the video on the homepage of morningkolel.com, whatever you're hearing me say there, I already said 60 seconds ago. But if you're watching me through Zoom, you're hearing me live. Therefore, if you were to connect to a minyan of people davening through live stream or through DAWcast, what's on the homepage of morningkolel.com, it is not so simple that you are permitted to answer Amen to a bracha, or you can say Kaddish, or you can say Kedusha, because a 60-second delay to what's happening in real time is very significant. It's not clear-cut. No one really has a clear answer to this question of how much of a delay is considered to be a hefsik over a live stream. But Zoom is certainly ideal because it's instant, it's instantaneous. Now, here's the next thing, which is very, very fascinating. I found this to be very, very refreshing. I heard a very chashuv rav speak, and he told this kehila that it is forbidden at this time to have a minyan. The government has been very, very clear, and we are following their rules. No social gathering. There are no minyanim. Period. Nothing. You're not allowed to have a minyan at all. Not indoors, outdoors. However, at 8:00, we're going to daven. And I ask every member of the kehila to log in via Zoom to the 8:00 minyan. And I'm going to put up a shaliach tzibur. And he's going to lead the davening. He will not recite chazaras hashatz. He will not say Kedusha, there will be no Kaddish, but he will still lead the davening and will finish off every paragraph, and we should all sit with our talis and tefillin dressed as we would during davening, logged in through Zoom, like I can see you all now on the screen at the same time. And this is a fulfillment of what Chazal say, that a yochid should daven when he cannot attend the minyan, bizman shehatzibur mispalalim. You cannot compare a situation, it's far superior, where we all log in and we can see each other on the screen and daven together with a leader, than just make an announcement, 8 o'clock, everyone should daven. Okay, if you don't have a computer, you don't have the technology, so that's right, if the tzibur is davening at 8 o'clock, so everyone should, 8 o'clock, open up the siddur and start davening. But if you can enhance that meeting by everyone coming together and logging in and seeing each other and actually seeing, like we all see now, I could see right now in front of me at least 4 of you. We could, and then if I slide it on with my finger, I can see more people. If I have a small screen, if I had a bigger screen, I can probably see 10 people at the same time. That's how this technology works. We're all together. We can't say Chazar Sashatz. We cannot recite Kedusha. We cannot say Kaddish. But this, without question, is a fulfillment to some degree of Tfila B'Tzibur. An ein doimet tfilas yochid to a tfila of a tzibur. It's incredible the halachos and that are coming out from this type of situation are unprecedented in Jewish history. How Shulchan Aruch and the Mori Chazal take on a new meaning like we've never seen before in how we can fulfill tfila b'tzibur to a degree. It cannot be fulfilled like 100%, because you to make a minyan, you have to have a physical makom of 10 people. But to fulfill the Chazal's words of to be mispalel b'shah shatfila mispalim, this can be done. Okay, now let's discuss. And by the way, tomorrow, let's go over some basic halachas. Tomorrow, when you daven, after you daven shachris, you should read the parsha. You should read from a chumash, Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Pekudei, and then you should read Parshas Achodesh, and then you should read the Haftorah. So you're not going to have Tfilah B'Tzibur, but a person is required tomorrow to read the entire Parsha. I know that's very hard for many people. It's much easier to listen and to daydream during Kriyas HaTorah than to actually have to read the Parsha inside from a Chumash, which includes the parsha, 2 parashios, and the haftorah, and also parsha sachodesh, achodesh hazeh lechem roish chodoshim. Yokum porkun min shemaya. Do we say yokum porkun min shemaya? I believe, I don't even remember. Does anyone remember? If you say yokum porkun, I think, can we say? What did you hear? I read it very quickly. I already forgot what it said. But one thing, when you can say Birchas HaChodesh, you can say yourself. You can say the Nusach of Yehi Ratzon Milvanecha. You can recite the entire Nusach of Birchas HaChodesh B'Yechidus. There is no harm done in reciting Yehi Ratzon Milvanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokeinu Shlechadesh Lanus HaChodesh Hazeh L'Tevel Levracha. You can say the entire thing. And in fact, what you should also do is before Shabbos begins, you should write down or print out the moilet, because there's going to be no one tomorrow announcing the moilet for you. So on Shabbos Mevorchim, it's proper to know when the new moon will appear. So you should say it, or you should look at it on Shabbos. I mean, part of your Shabbos preparations, you should have the moilet in front of you. There are also many places can say that when you don't daven with a minyan, you should daven as soon as possible. So if you get up early, you should daven kivosikin. Okay, there are some rabbanim saying we should all daven at the same time at 9 o'clock. Okay, there are different opinions about that, about what time, when you should daven. If you want to daven with a minyan, You want to daven 9 o'clock, that's fine. If you want to daven early, kivasikin, that's also very good. But generally, the rule of thumb is to daven earlier, better than later, especially when we don't have a minyan. When we have a minyan, there are a lot of leniencies that we can wait, we can delay, and we could assume that we're not going to forget to daven because we have a set time to go to a minyan. But now that we do not have a set time to go to a minyan because we're all locked down and all the shuls are shut, it's very easy to forget to daven, and the halacha demands from us that we daven as soon as possible. And especially with regard to mincha, should daven mincha as soon as the zman arrives. The zman of mincha is approximately, I would say, 1:30, something along those lines, so 1:30, 1:30, 1:40. At 1:40, we shall already daven mincha. Okay, now let's learn something about this week's parasha. Obviously, I want to talk about the matzah, but let me first tell you a vart, which I find interesting, in this week's parasha, about the difference between different types. Thank you for joining us. Good Shabbos, and thank you very much for joining us. Stay safe. Stay safe. And be well. And hatzlacha to you.
Thank you.
Besaros. Okay, this week's parasha, we come to Parashat Vayakel, and we learn about how Hashem recruits Bezalel and Oholiyah, the two master craftsmen. Vayomer Moshe el bnei Yisrael, ru'u kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. It's in Pasuk, it's in Perek, Pasuk Lamed, Perek, Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Moshe el bnei Yisrael, ru'u kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur mati Yehuda vayemali oisay ruach elokim. Hashem has filled up Bezalel with a spirit of Elohim, of godliness, b'chokhma, b'svuna, uvedas, uvechol melacha. Chokhma, tvuna, das, and knowing how to engage in all types of labor. V'lachshoiv machashavos, and to have the correct thoughts. V'asois, b'azohav, v'kesev, v'nechoshes, gold, silver, copper, uvacharosh es eden, knowing how to chisel stone, lemalois, to fill up the stone to the cavities, v'chulu v'chulu v'charosh es eitz, how to cut wood, la'asois b'chol meleches machashoves. Okay, then it goes on. And then it goes on to say, the next pasuk, ulechorois nosan bilibo, Hashem put in his heart, who, v'oliyav ben achis machlamate don, Milei Yisam Chochma Slave. All of a sudden now, in Pasuk Lamed Dal Lamed Hey, we're shifting to a new type of description of wisdom where we introduce the word heart, the lev. And here, it describes craftsmanship of embroidery. The Chorosh V'Choshei V'Roi Keim Batecheles Uvo argomon bitoy lashani uvashesh v'oireg oisekom locha v'choshve machashavos. The point I want to make here is, when the psukim describe dealing with gold, silver, copper, and stone, there is no mention of the heart. It's purely intellectual. Hashem will inspire Bezalel with the Ruach Elokim of Chochma, Tevuna, and Das to know how to craft objects and the structure regarding gold, silver, copper, and stone. Yet, later, when the Pesukim begin to describe the role of Aholiyav in regard to embroidery of different types of materials, including Techeles, Argamon, Tolashani, here the Pasuk introduces not just Chochmah, but rather the heart. Ulehoyrois nosan bilibo. Hashem put in his heart the ability to make decisions, the ability to instruct with regard to embroidery that involves Techeles, Argamon, Tolashani, and Oireg. So the question is, why, when it comes to gold and silver, is it described as something purely intellectual, the mind, the chokhmah needed to make the kalim, which use gold and silver, is purely intellectual, whereas when it comes to make a covering for the mishkan and anything, the clothing which involve material, there, it's not just the intellect, it's the heart. It's the emotion. And I think the answer lies in understanding the difference in nature between gold, silver, and materials, and cloth. When a craftsman works with gold and silver, generally you're cutting away. For example, the ultimate object in the Beis HaMikdash, the utensil in the Beis HaMikdash, was the menorah. How was the menorah made? One massive slab of gold. And Moshe Rabbeinu would chisel away it to produce the menorah. And likewise, all of the kalim, to a large degree, you start out with a chunk of metal and you cut, you diminish, you reduce. When you weave, you embroider, you sew clothing, or you prepare the ceiling for the Mishkan or the curtains that surround the Mishkan, and you deal with cloth with different types of fibers, Techeles, Argamon, Tolashani, you're not cutting away, you are expanding. You're taking material and you're adding one stitch, another stitch, another stitch, another action to enlarge, to expand, to create something bigger and bigger. It's here where you need emotion. In other words, when a person has to destroy, so to speak, or diminish, or to cut away, you need to set aside your emotion, put aside your emotion, and just work with your intellect. But when a person is coming to expand, to enlarge, to have the desire to grow, you need emotion. You need the heart. So it's very precise. The psukim here, I feel, are very, very precise. When we describe the role of Bezalel and Aholiyah, these are the master craftsmen. Bezalel's primary role is to deal with gold, silver, copper, stone. What do you do with these materials? In essence, you start with a very large chunk of material and you cut away, you remove, and you're left with something very small, very precise. To take away something, to remove, to diminish in this world, requires pure intellect, precision. There's no need for emotion. In fact, emotion is not good, because if a person allows his emotions to be present, a person will say, how could I waste so much gold? When Moshe Rabbeinu made the menorah, if he started with a massive chunk of gold, and at the end of the day, all he had was the menorah, it's very likely 80% of what we started with is waste, has been diminished. A massive chunk of gold, let's say for argument's sake, was worth $10 million. And when it's over, if you were to weigh the menorah would be worth $100,000. What happened to all of the other metal? It was chiseled away. Now you'll tell me, okay, so we'll take it, we'll melt it down, it's not getting lost. Okay, it's true. It's not disappearing, but you're starting with a massive chunk of something very valuable. Gold's value is measured in terms of its weight, silver, copper, even stone, precious stones. When you diminish in order to produce something very precise, it's painful because you are destroying. And if you're going to allow your emotions to participate in the process, you'll say to yourself, you know what? I don't need to chisel away so much. Let me chisel away a little bit less. So at the end of the day, the menorah will have even more gold, have more weight, more value. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the kaftorim, the gevim, the prochim to be precise. And it demands that you chisel away more and more and more to bring out the features. Put aside your emotion. Take your heart and leave it at home. Focus solely on chokhmah, tivuna, uvidas. But when it comes to make a garment for the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to make a curtain for the Mishkan, when it comes to make a covering for the Mishkan, where you have to add another stitch, to add another amma, another section, you have to expand, you have to grow, you have to work, you have to keep on adding more and more and more and more, you have to build. For that, the Pasuk says, Mile oisam chokhma slave. You need passion. Here is where you have to bring the emotion into your labor. Okay, so I think this is a very interesting yisoy to keep in mind. We have here two different types of acts of craftsmanship. One is dealing with material, metal and stone, where the role is to diminish. And the other form of construction is dealing with fiber, dealing with different types of cloth and different types of material where the goal is to expand. And it's very precise. The chokhmah, the intellect, is needed purely when you're coming to take away. But when you're coming to expand, there we have to bring the passion and the emotion to build and to expand. Okay, now let's go to the beginning of the parasha. In the beginning of the parasha, we learn about Vayakel Moshe's Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Alehem. I want to repeat something that we just spoke about very briefly during the week, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu is assembling the entire Klal Yisrael. It is an amazing Hashkocha Pratis that we read this Pasuk this week against the backdrop of a situation where, unprecedented in world history, where no one is allowed to go near someone else. There has to be distance. Groups, assemblies are categorically forbidden, even 10 people, no minyanin. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu here is in violation of every rule of social distancing by assembling as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And what does he say to them? It's Shabbos. Vayomer alayhem. Ela hadavarim asher tziva Hashem la'asay seisam sheishes yomim te'osim alacha uvayom hashvish yeluchem kodesh Shabbos Shabbosayim la'Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to us in our generation on this very special Shabbos, Parashas Vayakel, against the backdrop of the situation, and is telling us coming together has nothing to do with physical proximity. The ultimate achdus, the ultimate way to assemble is in the mind. It's to assemble in an appreciation, in an awareness that it is Hashem's world. Coming together physically, it's meaningless. Just because we're able to come, we will mirror to Hashem very soon, this thing will be over soon, we'll come together in Beis HaKnesses, we'll have You have 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 1,000,000 people all in one location. That is not called assembly. If you have 1,000,000 people in one location and everyone only cares about themselves, everyone is focused on their issues and their desires, that's not called an assembly. An assembly is Eile Hadvarim Asher Tzivo Hashem La'asoyseisam. Sheshes Yomim Te'osem Elocha Uvayom Hashvi'i Yihye Lochem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosoin La'Hashem. If in your mind you all are on the same page and you all on this day ready to acknowledge that it's Hashem's world, Hashem created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day it is Shabbos Shabboson LaHashem. It's Hashem Shabbos. There is no greater assembly. There is no greater Achdus in the world. This is the only pasuk in the Torah that uses such an intense theme of togetherness. Es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The entire assembly of Klal Yisrael. You all here together. Why? Because you all have one thought in mind. Today is Shabbos. Shabbosoin LaHashem. So Rabbi said, just because we're all separated, we're all distanced one from another, it's meaningless. We are zoiche to have the ultimate achdus because we have the gift of Shabbos. What truly unites every member of Klal Yisrael is Shabbos. Shabbosoin LaHashem. In fact, this Shabbos, there's never been a Shabbos in the history of the world like this Shabbos. There's never been a social gathering in the history of the world of like this Shabbos. Everyone's all alone in their home. Al yetze ish mimekoymai bayoyim hashvi. What a Shabbos. Shabbos is defined as the Zman. Al yetze ish mimekoymai. Do not leave your place. Everyone now in Klal Yisrael is learning Daf Yoimi. And Daf Yoimi is learning Masechta Shabbos. And everyone is finished with the sugyas of Chaitzah v'Hachnasa. We just finished these sugyas. Chaitzah v'Hachnasa. The rule that on Shabbos you're not allowed to go out of your home. You know, this Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos. You're not allowed to travel a certain distance. You're not allowed to carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. Al yetze ish mimekoymoy bayom hashvi. The Ribbono Shel Olam was way ahead of the game. You think that only today they invented this principle of al yetze ish mimekoymoy bayom hashvi? We need the government to tell us social distancing. No one leave your home. You're in lockdown. There's a curfew. There is laws. There is no public transportation. No one should dare walk out in the street. The Ribbono Shel Olam taught us this principle of al yetze ish mimekoymoy, not to walk out of your home, bayoyim hashvi'i, thousands of years ago. And yet in the very same pasuk it says, do you think that this is called a separation? That this is called distancing? You're all gathered together. Vayakhel Moshe caused. He brought about an assembly through Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And it's very fascinating, the words of Rashi. Rashi says, Vayakhel doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu went around and knocked on the door and you come with me, you come with me, you come with me. I'm going to physically gather you into one physical location. It says over here in Rashi, V'hu L'shoin Hifil. Incredible what Rashi says. Coming together doesn't mean physically Moshe went and he took every single person by the hand and brought them together in one physical location. Ella, there is a connection, an asifa, a gathering in the mind. Elohein, the Jewish people, Ne'esafin, they are virtually gathered together, Alpi Diburo, through his command. What is the command? We're all in it together. There's one common denominator. There is one common goal on this day. Shabbos, Shabbosoin LaHashem. An acknowledgement, Hashem created this world. It's Hashem's world. We're here to serve. We share this theme in common. We're here to help one another. Al pi diburoi, this Shabbos is like none other. A Shabbos where we are gathered together entirely. No physical limitation anywhere in the world. Es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It's unreal. The Hashgacha Pratis, to read the words of this Rashi and this Pasuk against the backdrop of what is taking place, it's a clear sign from Hashem how desperate he wants us to come close to him. You have to look for something positive. And I don't mean positive in a non-negative way. You have to stay positive in a non-negative way. You see what I'm trying to say? I think you get the point.
Test positive.
Exactly, right. It is an awesome, awesome Hashgacha practice to read this Pasuk, to read the message, and to read the Rashi, again to review. We're assembling the entire Klal Yisrael, Rashi. It's not B'yodayim. An assembly is not a physical assembly. It's an assembly al pi hadibur. An assembly of Hashem's command. Okay, another very important message, another hashgacha that has come out of this, a lesson that we can learn from this event, is the government has made it very clear. The messages have come out from the rabbanim and from the experts of public health. Social distancing, and what is the definition of social distancing? 6 feet. Isn't that amazing? 6 feet. You know what 6 feet is?
Dalid
amos. Okay, 6 feet. The Chazon Ish is a machmer, 8 feet, but Abchayim Noe, the basic halacha, Dalid Amos, is exactly 6 feet. And what has the government said? Al Yetze Ish Mimikom. Every person has a Mokom. What is the Musar Haskel for us? Every person has Hashivas. Hashem is speaking to us. He's telling the world, every single person, you have Dalid Amos. You have purpose. You have meaning. You have your own Mokoim. We just learned today in Nachum, that incredible idea from the Radak. Every person has a status, has a space, has a function, has a mission. And the Musar is, don't step into someone else's mokoyim. Don't be masig givul. Don't take away someone else's chashivos. Be machshev yechaverim. You have your mokoyim, he has his mokoyim. Give him his kovoid. Let him have his day in the sun. Let him have what he deserves. Appreciate your chaverim. Appreciate what they have to offer, their unique contribution to this world. Every single citizen of this world has a mokoyim. And appreciate that. don't step into their muck, don't trespass, don't harm them, give them their what they deserve. Isn't that a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending down to this world? A lesson? My boy said, this thing is going to be over so fast. One day, Trump's going to get up and he's going to announce, okay, it's over. Everyone, get out of your holes, get back to life. And this thing is going to be like a dream that never happened. In the meantime, for the next few days, cherish every moment that you can. In a good way. Obviously, we are mishtatef in the tsar of all those who are suffering, both who are sick, rachmana litzlan, and those who have terrible anxiety, and those, all of us who are suffering financially. There's no question, there is an incredible amount of pain, but take the good. There is so much good. There's so much to learn from what we're witnessing in front of us. Ribbono shel Olam, he already told us this principle of Yetze Ish Mimukaymai, don't leave your Makaim. There's something to it. And yet it's still called an assembly. It's not Biodaim, it's Al Pi Hadibur. Bimachshiv, every person has the Dalit Amois, everyone has their Makaim. Ein Loy LeHakadosh Baruch Hu Biolamai. Elo Dalit Amoy Shel Halacha. The Ribbono Shel Olam also has a Mokaim of 6 feet. Also has his 6 feet of separation. And what is Hashem's Dalit Amoy? The Dalit Amoy Shel Halacha. Hashem gave us a purpose in this world of Torah, Mitzvahs, Tefillah. This is the Dalit Amoy. We're being politely reminded, Ein loy lehakadosh baruch hu be'olamai, ela dalid amoy shel halacha. It's really amazing that this whole week, this whole event took place in the backdrop of the Daf Yomi. With the whole week, we're learning about the yad, yodoy shel adam. Is the yad of a person, does it have the chashivus of dalid amoy's? How could it be that if a person puts an object into someone's hand, he's chayef for Shabbos? Shabbos, you have to have a makom of dalet al dalet. And the Gemara's conclusion is, a person's hand is so choshuv, it has the status of dalet alos, of 6 feet. And how all we've learned that lesson in reality, can't shake hands, you can't touch. Because a person's yad can be lethal. A person's yad, it's a world. It's a world of dalet amos. This whole event, what is the chances of the Davim and Shas should fall out against, this event should fall out against the backdrop of learning about the sugyas of Yodoy Shel Adam is Choshuv Kedalet Amos. Is Hashem not speaking to us? Hashem not telling us that our actions matter? One thing that we should be very nizer in, we should use this as an opportunity. We make the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysa V'tzivanu Al Netilas Yodayim. The most important thing that we've been told over and over by the experts of public health is wash your hands. There's no alcohol that's more expensive today than Purell. Okay, Purell it's priceless. It costs more than you can't even get it. Wash your hands. Chazal were way ahead of the American government. Chazal told us when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you do is wash your hands. And when you wash your hands, you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaso V'tzivanu Al Netilas Yodayim. What does it mean, Netilas Yodayim? There are many translations, but one of the translations among the many is to lift up your hands. Su'u yedeichem kodesh u'baruch es Hashem. Lift up your hands. Hashem is giving us mussar. Use the opportunities you have in life to serve Hashem. Serve yourself. Accomplish. Clean your hands. Your hands, you have opportunities to do something with yourself, to accomplish, to achieve. I've given you incredible bracha in this world. Baruch Hashem, people, this technology, people don't have to, people have opportunities to do things they never had in the history of the world. Lift up your hands, achieve, accomplish, and also make sure your hands are clean. It's clean, not just physically clean, spiritually clean. Make sure you don't harm someone, you don't insult someone. Your means of making parnasa is squeaky clean. The mussar of what Hashem is saying to us is just incredible. All of the things that we're hearing from the government, from the Rabbanim, about cleanliness, social distancing, these are just words of Chazal. Social distancing, don't speak Lashon Hara, mind your own business, don't enter into his private life, you don't be nizer in Ava, V'Achva. People who are elderly people, make sure they're in very great danger. The Zakenim, make sure they're okay. Kabed es avicha v'yasimecha. The Musa, the Mamori Chazal that are just dripping out of the mouths of the politicians are just Dvarim Pshutim. To us, these are Dvarim Pshutim. Just listen to the spiritual message of what they're saying. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al netilas yodayim. Are your hands clean? Did you do an avera today? Did you lift your hands up to Hashem and say thank you? Davening, how do you daven? The tzura of davening is to raise your hands. Nesias kapayim. Kohanim, when they give a bracha, what do? They raise their hands to bestow blessing upon people. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem pona v'lecha v'chunecha. Yisro Hashem pona v'lecha v'yosem l'cha shalom. Give bracha to the world. When the Kohen gives bracha, he lifts up his hands. But before he lifts up his hands, he has to go outside the shul and wash his hands before he can do nesias kapayim. And the Levi has to be there to wash his hands. Hashem is saying, give bracha. Do, accomplish. In this week's parasha, we read about the Marois Hatzoivos. Asher Tzavu, we read about the Kiyar. The Kiyar is the basin in the Beis HaMikdash. The basin is used to clean, to wash your hands. And here, in this week's parasha, from all the parashiyos, we read about the Kiyar, Parashas Bekudei, where the women came and they brought mirrors in order to make the kiyar. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, the mirrors, these objects were used for the Yetzirah. Do you really think I want to go use this to bring this into the Beis HaMikdash to serve Hashem? And Hashem says to Moshe, you're making a very big mistake. I cherish these mirrors. These mirrors were used in order to multiply Klal Yisrael in the desert. And I want you to use these mirrors for the Kiyar. So let's take a step back. When a person came into the Beis HaMikdash to wash his hands, he comes to the Kiyar, and the Kiyar was basically one gigantic mirror. You bend down, you release the water to clean your hands, as the government tells us to do. And what do you do when you bend down to clean your hands? You look in the mirror. And you look at yourself. And what's the backdrop? Mark, I see what your backdrop. Mr. Margolis, I see your backdrop. Michal, I see your backdrop. When you look in the mirror, you see yourself in the Beis HaMikdash. You see yourself in a holy place, washing your hands. The only place in the Torah where we learn about washing hands is where a person washes his hands in front of the kiyar, looking in the mirror and observing the backdrop of himself inside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. The government, the Rabbanim, have told us only 1,000 times, wash your hands. Wash your hands. And where are we washing our hands? We're not washing our hands in the Beis HaKnesses. We're washing our hands at home, but so what? So what? Doesn't matter. What's the Musar Haskil? When you wash your hands, you're supposed to look at yourself washing your hands against the backdrop of holiness. Because the only place in the Torah we find the person supposed to wash his hands is washing his hands in the Mishkan. You're drawing water from the Kiyar, and the Kiyar is a mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you see what is behind you. You see behind you the Mizbeach. You see, it depends which side you stand on, the Kiyar. If you stand this side of the Kiyar, you see behind you the Mizbeach. You see Kohanim offering Korbanos. You see people coming in to bring Korbanos. If you're standing on this side of the mirror, you see someone shechting a Korban. You see on this side of the mirror, you see someone bringing the Ketores, someone lighting the Menorah. When you're washing your hands, cleaning your hands, you're looking at yourself against a backdrop of holiness. And if we're living now during a time where we're being told to wash your hands and to say Netilas Yodayim against the backdrop of Parashas Vayakal Pekudei, where we learn about the Marois HaTsoivois, the mirrors which brought about the multitude of Klal Yisrael, brought about a collection, a gathering of millions of people, the Tzva HaShemayim, no problem of social distancing. But we have to remember it was a gathering of people in a backdrop of Kedusha, Kedusha V'Tahara. You can't come into the Beis HaMikdash to wash your hands unless you're Tahar, you're pure, you're Kodesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. He's telling us, Su'u Yedeichem Kodesh, lift up your hands in holiness against a backdrop of Kedusha V'Tahara, Al Pi HaDibur, with Yechaverim, in order to sanctify Hashem's name, in order to further add holiness to this world. Rabbi, what could we say? What could we possibly say? It's Parsha Chodesh. This week we read about HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. Rishon Hu Lochem Lochodshei Hashanah. Why is the first mitzvah of the Torah HaChodesh, a Michal's favorite topic, the challenge, the first Rashi challenge? Why did Hashem give us the mitzvah of HaChodesh, the first mitzvah, Yitzias Mitzrayim? So all the Mefarshim, they say the same idea. A slave has no time. A slave, every moment of the day, you're obligated to work for your master. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us out of the Beis Avodim, the first gift that we received is time is in our hands. We can do with time whatever we want. And therefore, the first mitzvah is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim Rishnu Lochem Lochodesh Hashana. Hashem is giving us the ability to control time, to define time, to make time. Time is in our hands. Because now that we're no longer slaves, it's your time. Make out of it the most. One of the incredible things that has happened during this week, a positive note, is every living person in this world has come to appreciate time. Everyone's schedule has been totally thrown off course. You're not going where you went yesterday. You're not going to shul. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Everything has been canceled. And people now have to deal with their time in a new way. They just can't go about their daily schedule. They can't live like it's not, you can't live just like a zombie anymore. You have to make a schedule. You have to know when you're going to daven, when you're going to eat, when you're going to go shopping, when you're going to somehow miraculously make a few dollars to support yourself. Everyone has to reassess how we are going to deal with time. Are you going to tell me that it's not a coincidence that we find ourselves studying, analyzing, and appreciating time this Shabbos against the backdrop of the Psukim? HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lochem Lochodshe Hashana. You are in control of your time. If you want it to be Rosh Chodesh today, it's Rosh Chodesh today. If you don't want it to be Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh. You want a leap year? It's your decision. You decide when it's Yom Kippur, and I'll come and I'll forgive you on that day. If you don't want it to be Yom Kippur, it won't be Yom Kippur. If you don't want it to be Pesach, it won't. You decide, and Hashem says, I'm here for you. Time is in your hand. Shabbos, this Shabbos is the peak of shutdown. There's no public transportation in the entire New York City. Incredible. Eretz Yisrael, Netanyahu announced, we're going into no man's land. Total shutdown, total. No one move. Al yetzei yish v'mekaymai. Everyone now has to say, how do I manage, deal with time? Hashem says, I'm way ahead of you. You guys, you're slowpokes. I already told you already 3,000 years ago. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. You're in control of your own time. Just a polite reminder. A time to reassess, to recalibrate, to appreciate. One of the other benefits of the positive benefits in a non-negative way of this situation is to appreciate what you have. We're fortunate to have Bate Kinesios, Bate Midrashos, to have a society where you can make a parnasa, where you can walk the streets, where there is safety, security. And now, when everything has been taken away temporarily, you can't go to shul, you can't go to a store, you can't function. So, and yesterday you had, who says you deserve to have all of these things to begin with? Who gave you the right to have a Beis HaKnesses, to have freedom of religion? You could assemble freely in a shul, you can walk the streets. Who gave you these rights to begin with? Everything that we can't do now is a very unique and rare opportunity to reflect of Hashem's kindness and what Hashem has given us. And boys, I guarantee you, in a few days from now, this whole thing will be just a dream. It will be over so quickly. When Trump gets up there in a few days and makes an announcement, get back to life, the stock market will hit the ceiling. People will be so busy. You'll say to yourself, I remember that Shabbos. It was Vayakel Pekudei. Yakel Pekudei. It was Shabbos Chazak. The whole family was sitting together at the Shabbos table. We had time to talk, to look at each other. Wow. That was so refreshing. It was refreshing. Take advantage. There is, like I said before, a million times, we have to be Mishtatef, Bitzadon, Shel Yisrael, mishtatef in the tsar of the world, the anxiety, people who are rachmana litzlan sick. I know people, someone I know from yeshiva, he's not well, he seems to be very, really not such a good matzav. A lot of people I know, they have fevers and they have anxiety. The anxiety is really more than anything else. And people are going out of their mind 100%, and there's nothing to talk about. Say Tehillim, but take advantage. There's incredible opportunity, bracha, and messages here. The coincidences are just beyond belief. What we're reading over here. We're reading the first Rashi, the first Pasuk, the first Rashi. The Marois HaTzoivos, the mirrors, which brought about the assembly of the Tzvaois of Klal Yisrael. The multitudes of Klal Yisrael are coming together because of the mirrors. The mirrors allow us to look at ourselves, clean our hands against a backdrop of sanctity. Shabbos HaChodesh, an appreciation of time. The preciousness of every single moment. And it's also Shabbos Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazak. To reassess, to recalibrate, to understand, appreciate what is valuable in life, what is not valuable in life, what to work on. It's a time of Chizuk. Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazak. The Haftorah of this week's parasha is also off the charts. Read the Haftorah, we're going to read the Haftorah of the Shabbos, about coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Where in the whole, all of the Haftorahs do you read about, the Haftorah where the Pasuk says, the doors are locked to the Beis HaKnesses. Look what it says here in the Haftorah. We'll wind down with this. In the Haftorah, a parasha Sachodesh, okay, the Haftorah, let me just turn to the Haftorah, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, looking for the Dal Parashios, okay, the article Chumash, here it is, Haftorah, Parashas HaChodesh, we read about Kol Ha'am Ha'aretz Yu El Hatrum HaZois, Lanossi B'Yisrael, the focus is primarily on the Melech HaMashiach. And it tells us about coming to the Beis HaMikdash. And it tells us that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, when the average person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Sha'ar Hechotzer HaPnimis, Ha'poine Kodim, Yiyes Sogur, Sheishes Yimei Hamase. The door to the Beis HaMikdash, the eastern gate, is locked the entire week. It's locked. Don't come in. Where do you have a pasuk like this in the whole Tanakh that we're going to read this Shabbos? The door, the shar hechotzer hapnimis hapoide kodim yiyes sagur sheishes yimei hamase uviyoyim haShabbos on Shabbos yiposeach, it's opened. Uviyoyim haChodesh on Rosh Chodesh Yiposeach. Uvo Hanosi, and the Melech HaMashiach comes through that gate that is open on Shabbos. Uvo Hanosi, Derech Ulam Hashar Michutz, Yomar Al Mezuzah Shar, V'Osa HaKohanim, they bring his korbanos, and he bows down. The Pesach Hashar Ahu B'Shabbosos U'V'Chodoshim L'Fnei Hashem. This gate is only opened for the Melech HaMashiach. For the Melech HaMashiach, the Afalulun Mepharshim, who's referring to, it's closed the whole week, but it comes a time when it's opened. And when it's open, who comes into that gate that's opened? The Melech HaMashiach, the Melech Malchei HaMlochim, the Shechina Shekham. It's an inspiration for us to reflect that although now all the gates are closed, all the gates are in the category of Yisoger, very soon the time is going to come when the Shar Hapoine Kodim Yiposeach will once again be open. And when it will be open, who will come? The Melech HaMashiach, the Melech Malchi HaMlochim, he's coming. The closing now is just a hachana. It's maintenance. Maintenance. Shut down to do some maintenance. To a little bit. To clean up a little bit. Clean for Pesach. But the gate is going to open. The gate's going to open. And with that opening of the gate, there's going to be a renewal. A hischachus. Like never before. That will usher in good days, good times, simcha and bracha, hatzlacha, yeshua, nechama, parnasa, for everyone here, for all of us, and for the entire klal Yisrael, b'korayv, b'mehera, v'yameinu, amen. Rabbi Yisai, stay safe, don't leave your house, okay, don't have contact with your grandchildren. That's the halacha now. That's what all of the experts are saying. The young people, the children, they are dangerous. They've always been. They've always been, but now they really are. They're lethal. They give off a lot. We've all been exposed. We have to just, young people, people of a certain age have to stay away from the kinderlach for a couple of days until this whole thing is over. And when it's over, we'll be back in business better than ever before. Have a wonderful, uplifting Shabbos. May Hashem send refuahs, yeshuahs, nechamos to us and to the entire Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Thank you very, very much for joining me, for joining us all together. Shabbat shalom. A good Shabbos. And please come back Monday morning. 9:30. Okay, I think every day we're getting a little bit better at the technology. We're mastering the technology. There's a very steep learning curve, obviously, but we're getting there. And please join us again Monday morning at 9:30. I hope we'll see you. And maybe by then, maybe we'll have some good news by then. Who knows? Who knows what's going to be? Amir Hashem, be positive in a non-negative way. All the best to you. All the best to you. Colton, be well.
Everybody.
Shabbat shalom. Be well. Thank you for joining us.
How do we leave this? Let's see.
Rabbi said, very important thing. It's very, I want to say one thing about okay. Zoom. There's one very great danger about Zoom. If you have to know how to log off perfectly, because there are many horror stories of people who do not log off, and it's a hot mic. And then you start having private conversations, and people are listening. So the way to log off is if you slide, now I'm on a smartphone, if you slide, there's a screen, you slide all the way a couple times to the right, it says the word leave, leave in red letters, L-E-A-V-E, lead. It's on the page where it says safe driving mode, okay, safe driving mode. You know, I really don't know all the details. All I know, just try to be very careful to make sure. I'm not clear myself on exactly how to make sure, but be very careful in logging off entirely because the mic is still going many times and people are listening to your private conversations. So please try to be certain that you're totally off when you log off. Okay, Rabbi Sai? You hear me?
Yes. Where do we find the meeting?
I'm on a smartphone. I'm not on a computer. But if you're on a smartphone, I know that if you swipe your screen to the right, you come to a black screen, and on the top of the black screen there is a word that says leave. There's a link to leave. I imagine that in the on the desktop version, probably many of you are using a computer. Somewhere on your computer, there's probably something you can click on, which makes it very clear that you are leaving.
On a desktop or on a this, you can, if you don't see the icon, you can use alternate Q.
Alt Q?
Yeah.
Alt Q. Hold down the Alt key and press the letter Q, and there should be a way for you to leave. It's very important you learn how to do this. Can I tell you the hot mic? I've heard already a lot of horror stories about this. People think they've logged off and they're really still going, and people are listening to private conversations, and it's not good. You don't want someone listening to your private conversation.
Very bad. Rabbi.
Yes.
There is an icon you could put in on the top into the gallery mode. Then you see much more.
What do you do?
There is a mode. What mode you're looking? Like if you say alternate or gallery view, then you could see up to 20 people or even more. You could see a lot of people. The speaker who speaks will be highlighted in a small.
You have to play around with it. You have a chance. Yeah. Play around. Don't be afraid to press some of the buttons there on your screen to figure out how to max it. It's extremely powerful. This I never heard of this thing called Zoom. I never heard of this, and it's amazing. The technology is really second to none. It's remarkable.
Yesterday, in Kingsway, we had like 80 people on
the 80 Zoom. People. Wow.
Yeah, psychiatrist was speaking, and everybody.
80 people, wow.
Yeah, and he's supported very nice.
What he says, what he speak about, what was his message?
Like anxiety.
Anxiety.
Coping with
anxiety.
This situation, yeah. It's from the...
Very good. Send my regards to the Chevra that I missed.
Thank you.
Dr. Fuchter, tell Dr. Fuchter we're waiting for him to join us.
I sent the email and I don't know if he has a smartphone.
Okay. Okay, be well.
Good Shabbos.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to learn with everyone today. Pleasure.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.